Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're continuing to look at the first chapter, 7 days of daily devotions wrapped around being called to serve. And today's specific topic is called to visit. We're serving God by visiting others. It's fascinating to me sometimes when I run two separate projects, so to speak, and they intersect. Today's prayer focus in the weekly prayer guide that I write and publish is on looking for the missing. It's uses the text of if you have 99 sheep that are safe but one is missing, will you not leave the 99 in a safe place and go out to look for the one? And the idea that we need to open our eyes and see those that are missing, those that are overlooked, those that need found and need to know that God loves them and God cares for them. And that's really the heart behind this idea of being called to visit. One of the passages that can be a really personal challenge because it draws me in to such an extent that I have to seriously question, which group am I really in? Matthew 25, there's a large crowd gathered and they're divided to where some are on the left and some are on the right of the master of Jesus. And the one group he sends off to eternal destruction and the other he welcomes into his presence. And the reasoning is that the one group saw him hungry, saw him naked, saw him lonely, saw him in prison, saw him sick, and they cared for him. They visited him. They met his needs. And they were welcomed in. And the other saw all of that, and they refused to do anything. And they were cast out. And the response of both groups' initial response is really very similar. They both ask, when did we see you like that? Obviously, one group's like, when did we see you like that and help? And the other group is saying, when did we see you like that and refuse to help? Both groups, I believe, thought that if they saw the King, if they saw Jesus, they would know it and they would do something. The King's response is, as much as you did any of this or did not do any of this to the least of these my brothers, you did it or did not do it unto me. And in that passage in Matthew, we ought to learn very clearly that God has called us to visit the shut-ins, the lonely, the outcasts, the people in our culture, in our society that, well, tend to get overlooked. I write in the devotional, I say the lonely and outcast are probably a lot closer in proximity to you than you would often admit. They're nearer than you want to believe. It's easy to go through life focused on ourselves, focused on those that are a lot like us, focused on those that like us, if we have any of those, and fail to see those that are missing, those that are lost, those that are longing for somebody, anybody to notice. In the midst of this season of COVID, it's even more easy to disappear, to be unnoticed, to get lost in the shuffle, to go through life believing that you're all alone. And our job, when we see that, is to represent Jesus. To visit Jesus by speaking a kind word, by noticing their presence, by inviting them into our life, or by positioning ourselves so they invite us into theirs. Sometimes that's kind of the key, especially if people have been estranged from society for a long time. Is that requirement, in a sense, that we love, we serve, we notice, we show compassion, we do things perhaps from a distance until we can be trusted enough that they invite us in a step closer. We would rarely think of just walking into someone's home because we want to visit. We would call them and arrange a visit. We would knock on the door. We would do something and wait for an invitation to come in. We may make ourselves available. We may not be invited over, but we could show up and knock and see what the response is. But if there's no answer, it's not likely that we're just going to walk in. And for those that are alone, we approach it in a similar fashion. We reach out. We show compassion. We let them know of our availability. We wait for that invitation to come into their life, but we don't give up if that invitation isn't offered immediately. We continue to work on building trust, on helping them to see us as one who loves them, that truly cares, that's willing to listen. For many people, the art of visiting is really wrapped around being able to listen. And maybe that's one of the reasons why we struggle so much with visiting the sick and visiting the lonely and visiting those that are imprisoned. And we have a lot of people that are imprisoned that are not in jail facilities. They're imprisoned in their loneliness. They're imprisoned in their addiction. They're imprisoned in a situation that they don't know how to get out of. And much of that is not things that we can fix. And they're not even things that they're wanting or expecting us to fix. But our visit shows that they have value. And our visit ought to show that they not only have value to us, they have value to God. You see, some of the easiest, or what ought to be the easiest visits that we fail to make are those that are missing. They were once in relationship, but no longer are present. I know COVID has kind of messed things up a little bit, but even pre-COVID, if you attend church somewhere on a regular basis and have been there for any length of time, over a year, you ought to be able to sit and look around and notice empty spots where someone used to sit. Someone that's missing. And some of those missing have moved away. They're involved somewhere else. They're not missing from the kingdom. They're just missing from a local congregation for a variety of reasons. But do you know why? Because some of those are simply missing from the fellowship of believers anywhere because something happened. They didn't feel welcome. They encountered a difficulty in life and it became easier not to come than to keep coming. COVID has kind of, as I said, messed things up a little because so many are concerned about gathering and are worshiping with their church family online and virtually and all the terms that we like to use. And it's easy to believe that that's where everyone is. They're still connected. They're online. They're watching. When I hear that, I always cringe just a little bit. So are you watching the worship service or are you worshiping? Are you participating? Are you involved? I think there's a difference. And I think you can be involved and you can worship with the help of an online service. And I know what many mean, and I get it. It's just I'm a stickler for words at times. And that's one that concerns me at times. Is it just a show? Like any other show we watch on television. But regardless, that kind of strays from the point of this morning. Are we visiting through phone calls, through cards and letters, even if we can't visit in person because some are unwilling to invite us in out of concern for their health? Are we visiting from a distance that's safe and appropriate for those that don't want us close? Or are we assuming that they're involved? They're somewhere else. You see, God has called us to look and see, to find those that are on the fringe, that are feeling like outcast, that are lonely, and to invite them into His family and love them to the extent that they invite us into their life. And we can serve God as we visit others. And in those visits, we share the love, compassion, the good news of Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible. And that you have called us to yourself and you have visited us through Jesus. It says, he came to earth to walk among us, to live, to show us what love really looks like. And Father, today as I pray, I ask that you would help us to be filled with compassion, to be filled with eyes that are able to see those that are hurting, that are feeling like outcasts, those who are lonely, those who were sick and imprisoned in any fashion, and that we would hear and respond to your calling to visit, to reach out, to love and sit and listen and earn that invitation into their life. Father, as we look around us today, may we be more aware than ever of those that you would have us visit in some way. And whether that's a personal visit, a visit through a phone call, a visit through a card or letter, whatever that visit would look like. May we listen to the promptings of your Spirit when those names and faces come to mind, and may we do something about it. Oh, Father, today as I pray, I ask that you would help us to remember the times where we were alone, where someone sat with us. And even if that someone was only you, may we recognize the comfort and encouragement that we received. May we spread that to others as your Spirit leads us into visiting and caring and sharing and loving people as you would have us to love them. Father, when we are welcomed into your kingdom with an acknowledgement that we served you when we saw you lonely and sick and imprisoned, may we know how we were able to do that. Help us to improve our vision and our response. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our community, I pray that they would also have eyes that see those around them that are lonely. Father, in a culture where so many young people will take their own life or they'll run away from home, they'll do many things to escape the realities of their current situation. May we teach our children by our example and by our words to pay attention. To be one who would visit those that are outcast, that don't fit in, that feel like nobody cares. And not just visit them in our own strength or in our own power, because that is fairly limited, but visit them by the power of the Spirit, that they would know of a God that loves them, even as they know of a person that loves them. Oh, Father, today, may we live with open eyes. Father, for those that are listening today that feel like they're the outcast, they're the lonely, may they recognize the call to serve, the call to visit, may be calling others to visit them, and may their hearts and minds be softened and open to inviting others in. But may they also recognize that even in their state of loneliness, as your child, they too are called to visit and perhaps they're reaching out, we'll not only share Jesus with someone else, but we'll encourage them in the midst of their loneliness, in the midst of their isolation. Father, may we recognize this call to visit, to encourage, to love is universal for all of us. You've not divided us up into those that need visited and those that need to visit. Your word tells us that you have set the lonely within families, and the family of God is where you have placed us. You've grafted us into your family. And so may we be those that invite others into our life, even as we look to others to invite us in. That together we would learn to serve one another in love. We would grow as the body of Christ as we listen to the head. And Father, that our world would see a unity that it desperately needs. And Father, that we would constantly be watching and looking for those that we can serve by visiting. And when we find them, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many could be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Well, if you're watching on YouTube, I hope you're still there. I see a message sometime while I was praying that my session has signed out. I'm not quite sure what that means, but hopefully it continued. If not, I'll try to work on reloading that later. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.